Heavenly Father, may these words I speak be faithful to your written word, and by your grace, lead us to hear your true and living word and to understand it. To gain a better picture of our understanding of our theme, Mary's song, I feel we need to first go back a few verses. Prior to today's reading, from verse 28 onwards, Luke tells us that Mary had received a visit from the angel Gabriel, who told her that she was highly favoured, that she would bear a son, and he would be called the Son of the Most High. At the shock of this news, I can imagine that Mary would have been confused, concerned, and maybe even afraid. She knew she was betrothed to Joseph, and yet here was the angel Gabriel telling her that she would bear the Son of the Most High. Shockingly unexpected, to say the least. Gabriel went on to tell Mary that even Elizabeth was pregnant. Elizabeth, Mary's relative, was considered to have been barren and beyond childbearing age. And yet when Gabriel had visited Mary, he told her that Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant. Gabriel finished by saying, "For nothing is impossible with God." What wonderful news this was! Mary, a young woman, a virgin, living a modest, unassuming life, and yet highly favoured by God. She had been blessed by being the woman who would bear the Son of God. Have you ever had that situation when you experienced something special, challenging, or of a huge delight to you? There's someone you just know that who would understand just what it means to you better than anyone else, and that's the person who you need to share the news with straight away. But you're bursting with your need to share it. All your energy and excitement means everything just has to be done in a hurry. And this leads us nicely to today's passage. After Gabriel had left her, Mary hurried to see Elizabeth in the hill country. The terrain would not have been easy. Footpaths may have been nothing more than a clearing between shrubs, and they would not have been a smoothly gravelled path. These challenges would have added to the difficulty of the journey. The journey from Nazareth to the hill country would have taken around 4 days, even with a hurried pace. When Mary got to Elizabeth's home, she could see that Elizabeth was pregnant. Mary could see that what Gabriel had said was true for Elizabeth, and now she had confirmed that what Gabriel had said to her would be the case, and it would happen. This is the moment that two gifts given by God meet, and the Holy Spirit is present. Mary greeted Elizabeth with a greeting which would have contained much joy and excitement. Elizabeth heard Mary's voice, and in response, her baby leapt for joy. Even in the womb, the child who would save had a presence like no other. Elizabeth was bearing John, who we also know as John the Baptist, who we've heard about for the last 2 weeks as the one who prepared the way. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, exclaimed. Now, we are not able to exclaim something quietly. We must shout it from the rooftops. Elizabeth exclaimed, "Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." Mary wanted nothing less than to glorify and rejoice in God. Mary recognized God as her Savior, who had thought of her above all else. He had blessed her. Being blessed is no mere feeling, but it's an action. When we are blessed, say in church for a reason, there's an action of a blessing. The gift received is more than a feeling, it's an action. Mary, this young woman, had been blessed above all others. Mary's humble response to bearing the Son of God has enabled her to be remembered. Rejoicing in God, Mary's song of praise recognized the greatness of God, that someone so great, the mighty one, the one who has done so much, had recognized her. To me, she had a glimpse of just how awesome it was what God had done for her. Mary said in verse 48 and 49, "From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me." Mary went on to tell of how God had turned everything on its head. In verse 51, "God has scattered those who are proud." Verse 52, "He has brought down the rulers." Not only had God brought down the rulers and scattered the proud, but he had raised up the humble. God fed the hungry. Those who were hungry, likely not only physically hungry, but spiritually hungry. In their hunger for God, his word, and his action, God had raised them up. In verse 53, God had filled them with good things. The rich, those who thought they had enough, those who thought they knew everything, those who didn't need anything, they didn't need help financially, they didn't need a place to stay, they didn't appear to need help. Those who thought they understood what God was all about, they had been scattered and sent away with their empty knowledge. The knowledge they had did not help them to understand more about God. It's been said that knowledge is power, but that knowledge without action is futile. I'd like to add that knowledge without passion is meaningless. For me, knowledge on its own is a means by which to educate. It is stale. Passion is required to spark the knowledge into action. Mary's song of praise told of the change being made by God that Mary already believed would take place. This was a change unlike any seen before. The change created by God's action was revolutionary. The passion being shared by Mary in her song of praise is evident. God's action of choosing a virgin to bear his son, our Saviour, reinforces that God sees into the heart. God chooses based on the innermost being, and he chooses well. When we are chosen by God, note, it's not if, but when. When we are chosen by God to carry out a task, there's so much more to it than the initial task and our thoughts surrounding that task. No matter the task God has chosen for us to do, provided we accept the gift of being chosen, then in delivering on the task we have been chosen to undertake, it can take all that we have to achieve it. For us to truly believe that God will fulfill his promise that he has chosen us to deliver, there's a requirement to walk by faith. To trust in God in all that we do is a must. Being chosen to do something for God not only provides a blessing, but there's usually a downside or something which needs to be overcome. For Mary, she would have had to have dealt with the scandal of being pregnant and unwed. No mean feat in those days. Mary was chosen for a particular task and received a great sense of joy in being gifted the task by God to bear his son, God's son, who turned out to be the saviour of the world. Mary's song of gratitude and praise to me is also a love song. A love song tells of so much the heart feels for something or someone else. A love song sings of joys we've had or joys we hope for. A love song sings of thanks and praise for what has been done. A love song to God sings of praise to the Most High. A love song to God sings of all that he has done for us. A love song to God is personal. It extols of all that has been and can be achieved. A love song to God tells of all that has been and all that is to come. A love song to God is full of storytelling of the old to the new, the sorrow to the joy, the journey through so much by one and by all. Mary's pure joy of being chosen, of being favoured so much by God who created the world, is what we are blessed with within our gospel reading today. Mary knew in her heart that no matter the worries or concerns she may have had as she not only journeyed through carrying the child growing in her, but the birth and bringing up the child to ultimately become the man who would save us, she knew that God was with her. Mary knew that once God said it would happen, that it was as good as done. Mary, chosen to bear the Son of God, and now the most blessed woman among women, Let us all, both women and men, walk more like her in her praise, singing our songs of love to God, knowing that what God has said is already as good as done. God was not new to Mary, but what he did for her and what he asked of her was. Never before and never again would anyone be chosen to bear the Son of God. God's redemption of his people would be the change only he could deliver on. No human would ever be capable of doing this unless they were God himself, and that is exactly what has been done. In turning things around, in raising the humble and scattering the proud, in all that Mary's song of praise and thanks has said, in everything done by God, God has taken hold of what would have been our destiny to carry the weight of the sin we are incapable of bearing and gifted to us the solution. God gave us the one who would carry the sin, the one who would save. God found a way of redeeming us, a way where we could one day be in his presence. And it starts with a virgin carrying the Son of the Most High. What God did for Mary, he did for us. God has saved us all through choosing a virgin, living a modest life to be the one who would bear the child who would be the Savior of the world. God started our redemption with a virgin. He has completed the possibility of us being redeemed by his Son. But to be redeemed, we have a decision to make that depends on what our response is to the question. And the question is, do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour? Amen.